for a half hour. The result of a slip would have been a fall into a lake of lava, some 2,000 degrees. Walenda was equipped, though, with a safety harness attached to another wire above him. You can find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. Here's a quick look at your Flemington weather. Today, expect mostly sunny skies, highs in the low 50s. Temperatures dropping into the 30s tonight, Friday. Rain will be coming in the evening, high 47. Possibility of snow overnight Friday night into Saturday, but nothing that should accumulate. Saturday, expect sunny skies, highs around 45. Sunday, we're back up into the upper 50s, and I hear tell Monday is going to be even better than that. Stay tuned for the Library Show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning, and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, HCL we'll be having an information table at the Emotional Wellness and Music Family event this Saturday at Hunterdon Central High School. Stop by and say hi and learn all about our services and programs. I'll have more details about that on today's show. Maker's Day is only 2 weeks away. We'll tell you all about this can't-miss family event taking place at all three library locations on two different dates. Jennifer is reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down. The Friends of HCL Book Sale, National Library Week, a young performer recital series, trivia, and a lot more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer. Jennifer Winberry is fashionably late this morning. Hopefully she's okay, because this is news to me that she's not here. So expect her to be rolling in here any minute now. But it is the Library Show. We're here every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. to tell you about upcoming programs, events, services we offer at the library. We have a lot coming up, including what I just mentioned at the top of the show. We're going to be at Hunterdon Central High School this Saturday. Well, Joan Sabo of our Hunterdon County Library staff will be at the Hunterdon Central Library for an Emotional Wellness and Music Family event, March 7th. The time is from 1 to 4 p.m. The Huntington County Library will be having a table at this event. We'll be able to sign people up for library cards. We'll have information that the library has about mental health, the books and services that we do offer for things like that, plus all of our other programs and services. The Emotional Wellness and Music Family event is learn how to use music to help manage stress and promote emotional well-being. This community event features musical performances, exercise, and an emotional wellness fair. So on the slate for that day, there'll be a chamber choir. Music Rocks My World will be another performance. Meditation, Inner Music for the Mind. Pound will be there. I don't know what Pound is. The Guitar Jammers, Chair Yoga, and the 100 and Harmonizers will all be performing at this event. The first 100 attendees will receive a $5 gift card to ShopRite. And there will be door prizes that include Apple AirPods, a Fitbit, and iTunes gift cards. It says here, registration will guarantee a seat. However, walk-ins are welcome. It's a free event. They just register just in case there's a crowd and you want to guarantee the seat for one of these concerts. Just Google Emotional Wellness and Music Family Event, Huntington Central High School. And the information will come up and how to register for this event. And the Huntington County Library, once again, will be present with the, as well as a lot of other community organizations will be there with information tables. So we're happy to do it. Another new program we have coming up, it's going to be this summer, this fall, is a young performer recital series at the Huntington County Library and the North County Branch Library. This is presented by the Friends of the Huntington County Library and singer, pianist, narrator Fred Miller, who you've heard Jennifer and I talk about on this program many times before. He's been performing at the Huntington County Library for over 20 years, and he came up with this idea to give something back to the community. So what it is it's going to be a series of musical performances by high school-age students that are already showing signs that they're going to have careers in music. So Fred and the Friends are going to give them a platform to maybe have some of their first recitals and put them on the road to maybe a career in music. So if you are a teenage musical instrumentalist or vocalist residing in Huntington County, and you can verify that you are prepared and eager to present a high-quality 50 to 60-minute program for the public at either the Huntington County Library headquarters or the North County Branch Library, we'll have these registration forms that you can fill out, and then we'll collect them all, and we'll pick, I believe, 10 performers. So that will be in our first series of recitals. The flyers right now are available just in the lobbies of the Huntington County Library and the North County Branch Library. We'll be distributing them at the high schools and throughout the community soon, and we'll have it on our webpage shortly. If it isn't there now, I'll double-check that on the commercial break. All the information that I do talk about on the radio show can be seen, can be viewed on our webpage, hclibrary.us. All of our events and concerts and program services is on our webpage. So if you're listening at home or wherever you are, maybe a good idea to have our webpage open up on your computer while you're listening. You can kind of follow along at home, kind of like a book open test. Always the catch 22 in high school when they said taking a test and you're allowed to have your books open. It sounds like, oh, that's too good to be true. Well, it is too good to be true. It's a lot harder than a regular test, in my opinion, anyway. So it's 11:14. We're going to go to our first commercial break. Hopefully Jennifer will be with us after the break. If not, we'll play Today in History anyway. We'll be back right after this.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day, Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
What the? Where are you?
I couldn't park.
He parked on the side street. Here, 45 is the next one. Am I on it already?
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science.
We went to the library show. Turns out I was prophetic after all. Jennifer Winberry is in the studio with us. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jennifer.
I said good morning to you once already.
Thank you.
Did you want to hear your little...
I do.
Where was it? Today I said, Jennifer is reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
Very nice.
Moving on, it's time for Today in History. So we try to get back into our normal swing of things here. Every time this week I ask Jennifer and you at home questions about events that happened on today's date. Today is March 5th, 2020. I'll ask you about some events that happened on March 5th in years past. Also give you the names of people who were born or who have died on March 5th. See if you can tell me who they are. Just by hearing their names, just give me a brief two-sentence description of them. We'll mark it correct and move on with our lives. Okay, let's get back to 1496, Jennifer. King Henry VII of England issues letters patent to John Cabot and his sons, authorizing them to explore unknown lands. What lands did they end up in?
The Americas.
Need a little more specific than that.
The
Americas.
The Bahamas.
Well, that would have been Columbus. He would have stolen the thunder from Columbus. It wasn't. So it was present-day Canada. That's where he ended up. Nova Scotia. I believe that area, right after Columbus. Now, you don't really hear about John Cabot that much.
No.
I know he makes a good cheese up in Vermont, a good cheddar Cabot cheese. That's all I really knew about him. I don't know if that's even the same family, Jennifer.
I don't know. Sounds like a pretty common name.
1770, Jennifer. Crispus Attucks dies. Why do we remember that today? 1770.
Was he a freed slave who fought for the American Revolution?
We're looking for a specific event that he had died at.
Nope.
He was the first person technically killed in the American Revolution at the Boston Massacre, Jennifer. Oh, Crispus right. Atticus was a slave. He was the first person killed at the Boston Massacre. Another interesting tidbit. So they had a trial about that, the British soldiers against, I guess, the colonists, about who was at fault for the British open firing on the crowd. Uh-huh. The British soldiers were defended by none other than John Adams.
Huh.
And John Adams won the case for them. And then John Adams had a change of tune between then and 1776, obviously.
Yes.
So things can change, Jennifer. 1946. Okay, Jennifer, what does Winston Churchill, what phrase does he coin at a speech and at Westminster College in Missouri? I never knew Winston Churchill was in Missouri.
What year?
1946. In a speech in Missouri, USA, Winston Churchill must have done a speaking tour after World War II, I guess.
I don't know.
Visiting the smallest colleges in the U.S.? The term Iron Curtain, which was used after World War II. Iron Curtain. Okay, Jennifer, and then there in 1963, unfortunately, there was a plane crash in Camden, Tennessee, killing all aboard, including this famous person.
Nope.
Your mind's just not on it today, is it?
Nope.
Patsy Cline died today on this date in 1963 in a plane crash.
No, but if she died today, I would have known who she was.
Died today is usually right up your alley.
I
get born on this date, March 5th in 1853, is Howard Pyle.
He was a famous illustrator.
Very good.
Did a lot of Robert Louis Stevenson books.
He did children's books.
Yeah, Robin Hood.
But Robin Hood, I believe, was his main book, yes. But he also taught a lot of other illustrators, including N.C. Wyeth, in that vein. So he was a leading illustrator, book illustrator that was inspirational to a lot of other famous illustrators. 1874, Henry Travers was born. 1874.
Is there anything to do with Mary Poppins?
No, you're thinking P.L. Travers.
I don't know.
You're thinking he's a movie actor. He was in a famous holiday movie. Born in 1874. That's funny that he was born almost right after
was
the Civil War. And he was in a...
Was he in It's a Wonderful Life?
He was.
Was he Clarence?
He was. He played Clarence Oddbody in It's a Wonderful Life. I believe he was also in the... Who's the bad guy in the movie with Bing Crosby and Bells of St. Mary's, I think he was in, too. 1908, Rex Harrison was born.
He was a stage actor. Did Camelot?
Wow, I thought you'd get one right off the bat.
Oh, My Fair Lady.
Yes, My Fair Lady. Camelot, he could have acted, but I don't think he was famous for that. I'm also famous for the movies Dr. Doolittle, etc., etc. 1963, Joel Osteen was born.
Oh, he does a money book. A health thing.
No, but...
But he's a franchise author.
He's an author.
Yeah.
He's written books, but not about franchising.
No. He has turned his books into a franchise.
Maybe, but what are his books about, Jennifer? He's probably the leading religious televangelist in the country. I thought religion maybe would be up your alley.
No. It's WT.
Joel Osteen, TV host, American pastor. They say he's like the most popular...
Hence a franchise.
...religious speaker in the world now.
He has turned into a franchise.
Do you know who he is? Can you picture him?
Yes, now I can. No, I could picture him before.
Do you like him?
Not particularly.
That's not very Christian of you. Why don't you like him? He's trying to spread God's word.
If I met him, perhaps I'd like him as a person.
You just don't like what he represents?
Yes.
Spreading God's word is offensive
yes.
to you. Okay. 1953, Sergei Prokofiev died.
1953.
Prokofiev. I see. You know who he is.
He was in We Didn't Start the Fire in the Village House.
He was? Yeah. No, he wasn't. Was he?
Prokofiev, yeah.
Really?
Who was he?
I didn't know that. What?
Was he a dancer? Or?
No, he was a Russian composer.
Oh.
Most famous for Peter and the Wolf.
Yes.
Among many others. He was a conductor, too. He was in Fantasia, I believe.
Was
he? Yeah, he was in Fantasia. Because they did...
I know who you mean, though.
In the beginning, they didn't do Peter the Wolf in Fantasia, but...
No.
1962, Jennifer. Am I reading that right? No, 1982, John Belushi died.
He was one of the original Saturday Night Live casts. He was in Animal House.
Very good. I was going to say, name one movie you just did. In 2012, Robert B. Sherman was born.
He was one of the famous, beloved Sherman brothers who did the music for Mary Poppins and many other Disney.
You're learning about the Sherman brothers. You would love the movie The Boys. DVD alert. It's called The Boys. It's the story of the Sherman brothers, the songwriting team that wrote all of the classic Disney songs, as well as some pop hits. You're 16. Ringo Starr, big hit. That was written by the Sherman Brothers. Chitty Chitty Bang, not just Disney, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Charlotte's Web, with that big, remember that Tom Sawyer television event that happened like in the 70s? You remember that with whatever his name was, the red-haired kid that was in a lot of things back then? What was his name? You know who I'm talking about. He was in Family Affair.
Oh,
the river's gonna flow across the land, across the land.
Jonathan.
Oh, the river's gonna flow.
Jonathan Whitaker.
To the sea, and a boy's gonna grow to a man only once in his life. Is he free? That's the Sherman Brothers, Johnny Whitaker. That's the Sherman Brothers from the Tom Sawyer Show that maybe you remember. For some reason, I remember that special, probably because of the great Sherman Brothers music. And that's all I have for today's history.
That's it?
What do you mean that's it? That was plenty. That was at least 10 questions. That was 10 more questions than you brought. Look at you, arms folded over there. Just watching the time click by.
I'm not watching the time.
Not having any inclination of participating in the radio show today, are you?
I'm having a rough week.
Jennifer, we all are. In our own ways. How do you know it's rougher than my week?
I don't. But my personal week is rough.
You say that every week. It kind of loses its flavor, Jennifer, if you say it every week.
I drove all the way to church this morning to welcome my mother back because she was in Florida.
Yes.
She was not there.
So that's the worst thing that happened?
No, that's not the worst thing.
Why was she in Florida?
She was at spring training with her cousin.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
Yeah.
What, in Tampa?
No.
Port St. Lucie?
Port St. Lucie. Well, she was in Boca.
So what is her take? The Mets can look this year?
I haven't.
How do the Amazons look?
I haven't talked to her. Not real well. I got a lot of losses in that column.
Oh, it's just preseason. I don't care about any of those. Or spring training. Those don't count.
I was going to say next Wednesday, the U.S. Census is going to set up a kiosk in our lobby to encourage more people to become census takers. It's a really good deal. The pay is pretty good.
It is? Maybe I'll do it.
Yeah, there's a sign right outside. I think it's $17 an hour.
What?
There's a sign outside the library.
Do you got to go door to door?
I don't know.
I don't want to do that. Not with this coronavirus thing going on.
But there's going to be, starting in April, there's going to be a lot of census information out there. So we'll have a lobby.
When does the census officially start?
I'm not sure. What I think is they should have made it part of your tax return. You want people to fill out the census? They fill out a tax return. Stick a sheet in.
The problem is that not everybody, you won't get an accurate count.
It's a start.
Not everybody feels that. You won't know because
there's
a big part of the population that doesn't do taxes.
Right, but if you have to go to a computer to fill it out, are you going to do it?
Yeah.
But not everybody will.
That would, whatever the easiest way to do the census is, I want to be counted.
Not everybody's going to go out of their way to do it.
Well, maybe they'll come to their census. Maybe that should be the tagline or something. New Jersey Makers Day, save the date. Save the dates, I should say. Every March for the past several years, New Jersey Makers Day has been coming to the Huntington County Library. This year, we have two dates for New Jersey Makers Day. Saturday, March 21st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can stop by the South County Branch or the North County Branch Library. And I just did the South County Branch flyer, and I forgot to bring it with me.
Is it on the line?
Did I see it online?
Did you send it to Amy
Jo? No, I just sent it to Mary Ann. Oh. I needed proofread first,
Of
course, before I put it online. And there's inaccurate information. I'm not like something. No. So save the dates, Saturday, March 21st at the South County Branch Library and the North County Branch Library. So Makers Day is a day of demonstrations, a day of hobbyists coming in and showing what they do. So if you're looking for a new hobby or looking for some, you know, distractions for your kids or you and want to learn something new, for example, origami. I wish I had the list in front of me, but
I know they're going to do rubber band helicopters.
Robotics clubs will be at the North County Branch Library. Like the Holcomb Jimison Farmstead Museum will be down doing demonstrations. There'll be like art demonstrations, computer demonstrations, anything that you can think of. So you bring your kids in. If something looks interesting to you, you can watch them do it, or you can actually participate yourself in some of them. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been wildly popular the last several years. That's why we are adding the Huntington County Library, the main branch, to the fun this year. And their date is Saturday, March 28th. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can join makers from all over the area to explore crafts, technology, and more. Some of the events at the main library will include the Drone Zone will be there with a drone demonstration, 4-H robotics, marbling paper, seed bombs. What isn't listed here is, which I'm going to have to ask about this, is I know that Lone Eagle Brewing will be on hand for a brewing demonstration. So you want to see that as well. Bob King from Lone Eagle Brewing was generous enough to donate his time that day. He's going to be setting up outside because he needs an open flame and water source. And hopefully the weather keeps cooperating like this and we'll be fine. He'll have no problems being outside. So we'll see. So it's a great event. So shortly, if they're not there already, flyers will be on our webpage, hclibrary.us, so you can see precisely what events are happening at each location, and then you can pick and choose a library or go to all three. It's up to you.
Well, the 10-day forecast only takes us to March 19th.
Well, then that doesn't help.
But it's 60 degrees. There's not a cold day in there.
I suppose it's snow Friday night into Saturday.
Yeah. Then it's going to go right back up to 50 on Saturday.
We're showing a movie tonight at the Huntington County Library. We're showing Jojo Rabbit. Have you seen it? I've seen it.
How did you like it?
It was good. It actually had one scene in there that really is a moving scene. Like, it catches you by surprise. You're not expecting it, and it's good movie making. I mean, it's not. But it's a story of a little boy in Nazi Germany who's being brainwashed to thinking Nazis are great, kind of. And then he finds out his mother is hiding a Jewish girl in their home. So he starts to have the inner conflict, Jennifer. It's a comedy because they just lampoon the Nazi party. I mean, that's where the comedy comes in. It's Adolf Hitler. It's just very...
I told you, it was that you didn't believe me.
I didn't believe what?
Supposed to be funny.
Yes. Well, it is.
Dark humor.
Well, yeah. Anything about the Nazi party is dark humor, but they really make the Nazis seem like bumbling kind of... They inform how they view Jewish people, etc., things like that. So the movie tonight is in our meeting room at the Huntington County Library. It starts at 6 p.m. It's presented by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. You're welcome to bring a snack and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage.
This movie will be repeated at the North County branch on March 13th and March 14th at 2 p.m. in case you miss it tonight. But I recommend it. I mean, dark period in history, kind of taken tongue-in-cheek, but it still has important messages, and it still gets its point across, Jennifer, in a different way than it usually does. And you maybe get a taste for why, you know, the children in Nazi Germany, how they were being brainwashed into why people would ever think that way, right?
Right.
I mean, it's beyond thought why anybody would ever, but it happened.
Do you have any news on the up-and-coming movies? This is the last one that you've seen.
That's the last one on that flyer.
Yes, it is. So do you know any that are up-and-coming?
No. Do you?
No, that's why I'm asking you.
You're going to be just...
No, I was really interested.
Well, I'm interested too.
And I thought maybe they told you since you make the flyers.
I don't make the movie flyers. For some reason, they don't want me to make the.
I see. Okay, on Tuesday at 2 p.m., we're going to welcome back our friend Judith Crowell Russo, tea and food historian, and she's going to talk about Ireland, tea, food, and folklore. She's going to learn about folk drink numerous cups of strong black. Cups of strong black tea throughout the day and night. They have scones and tea cakes, and hear why. And talk about the hearty filling foods that are consumed at home or in pubs. People are friendly and known for their hospitality in Ireland. It's a country where myths and legends live along with leprechauns and fairies. So come learn about this enchanted land and some of its famous traditions. And Judith is a very engaging speaker. And we still have some space. All the programs Jim and I talk about are free and open to the public. You can go to our website, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar to sign up for the program. Just in case we have a last-minute snowstorm or we need to postpone the program for some reason.
The heck here.
And that evening after...
Sorry. Keep going.
That means... That evening... face you see in ShopRite, if you shop at ShopRite in Flemington a lot. Susan Lang Saporana will be in. She's a nutritionist at ShopRite. She's going to talk about better nutrition. She'll talk about new ways to cook and enjoy foods and beverages for optimal health. She is a registered dietitian and nutritionist. She will focus on changing eating habits as the warmer months approach. And the fresh produce becomes abundant, helping our bodies do their rejuvenation and revitalization naturally, and finding earth-friendly ways to eat, be well, and be happy. So that's Tuesday night, March 10th at 7 p.m.
We have a concert next Wednesday, March 11th at 7 p.m. at the Hunter County Library, Borderline, the Borderline Bluegrass and Country Band featuring Bob and Terry Suter. And who's that third gentleman again?
Bob Harris.
We're performing at the Huntington County Library. They're a perennial favorite for us. They visit us every year in the spring, kind of like the Easter Bunny. But if you never heard them before, very popular, very engaging and entertaining group, not just musically, but they're very funny, too, and very, what word am I looking for? Very
very personable. Bob always tells the story of how he and Terry met. I think he was like there to exterminate or do the grass at her house.
Uh-huh.
Like fertilize the grass, and they met, and the rest is history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can't be more to it than that.
Not much.
Explore volunteer opportunities. The Huntington County is having a volunteer fair on Thursday, April 2nd from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Administration Complex. That's... where the library is, but not in the library building. It's the building right across from the dog park, right when you come in, with that fake-looking silo on it, if you need any help. Are you handy with tools, love to drive, have computer skills you'd like to share, or interested in distributing meals? These are just some of the many volunteer opportunities throughout the county. Of course, the library will have volunteer opportunities as well. Over 20 organizations will be attending. There's a volunteer opportunity for everyone. So if you're looking if you're retired or you have some time in your hands and want to do some good, consider coming to the volunteer fair on Thursday, April 2nd, 3 to 7 p.m. in Building 1 of the Hunterdon County Complex on Route 12 in Flemington. There'll be a gift card raffle from local businesses as well. Maybe that'll entice you. Yes? No?
Maybe. Perhaps. Have you talked about the big event of the spring?
The book sale?
The book sale.
No, I can let you do it this time.
You can let me do it this time?
Sure.
I've just knocked into the microphone and now it is falling. Thank you. Now I don't have to read it online. So the 24th annual book sale, Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, will be April 24th through April 27th, although I believe April 24th is already sold out. Saturday, April 25th, early bird admission is from 8 to 10. It is free for 2020 Friends of the Hunterdon County Library members presenting a current membership card. And I believe the newsletters just went out in the last day or two. All others 18 and older pay $20 a person for early bird admission. Free public admission begins at 10 a.m. and it goes till 5 p.m. Saturday is half price day, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then at 3:30, registered nonprofits, educators, and volunteers are invited to come glean. But you do need to register for that in advance. So you need to bring your own boxes and bags. There's no charge. But you do need to email FOHCLGLEANING, that's GLEANING, at gmail.com to receive the registration guidelines. If you wait to register the day of the event, it may delay your entry. On Monday, April 27th, there's a bag sale from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. They provide the bags, $5 a bag, because remember the friends have to pay to dispose of every book that isn't sold. Book sale and book drive locations are at the South County Park Fairgrounds, the Grange Building, 1207 Route 179, and the GPS address is Lambertville. Book drives are Saturday, April 11th and April 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Gates open and close promptly at the designated times. Volunteer hours that day are 8 to 3 for setup and cleanup. So please bring your large donations to the book drive. You'll just sit in line, and a volunteer will come up and empty your car. Just one word of caution. Make sure what you're telling the volunteers to take is everything you want, because we've had people call the next day and said, they took my box of groceries. I didn't mean for them to take that. Or they took...
Well, the volunteers were hungry, Jennifer.
Where they took my dirty laundry. So just make sure what you
want. Use a little common sense, Wendy.
But just make sure your trunk is packed so you know what they're taking. And then donations may be dropped off at the headquarters library and South County Branch Library April 13th through the 17th during business hours, and at the North County Branch in Clinton from the 13th to the 15th. The final day they will accept donations for the book sale is April 18th. But, of course, as always, the library will continue to accept donations for our little library sales. Volunteers are needed for the sale from Monday, April 6th through cleanup Wednesday, April 29th. There's a volunteer form which was enclosed in your mailing. So please read it and return it as soon as possible. There should also be a form online. You need to submit a completed form for each individual volunteer and then mail them to the address below. And membership is encouraged for the volunteers. Please note to the volunteers, bring your donations on or preferably before Saturday, April 18th. Don't bring donations after April 18th. Do donate in boxes with lids if possible, hardbacks, paperbacks for adult and children, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks on CD, video games, and sheet music. Charitable donation forms are available at book drives, at the Grange during sorting hours, and at the library. Please do not donate LPs or vinyl, cassette tapes of any kind, former library books, encyclopedias, outdated computer books, or business books published before 2012, which I feel is rather generous, Reader's Digest condensed books, advanced reader copies, textbooks, catalogs, and magazines, including and especially National Geographic, torn, soiled, moldy, mildewed, or badly worn items. All donations deemed to be unsellable will not be accepted and or will be recycled immediately. And again, there is a cost incurred by the friends to recycle these items. Typically, hardback, large trade paperbacks and children's great. Children's books are $2, although there are some volunteer favorites mixed among them that are priced a little higher. Mass market, the small and children's soft-covered books are 50 cents. Special items will be found individually priced, either on the sale floor or in the Special Collections boutique. While books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction, and children's, and that's where you, the volunteer, come in. They can always use help sorting into these categories.
I just figured out a way for the friends to get rid of the books that are left over. At no cost to them.
How's that?
They could just walk away.
Except the county gives them the building and the fairgrounds for free every year.
Yes.
They probably would be just not encouraged to do that next year.
Wait, you didn't even want to hear my idea?
Go ahead.
this could never work,
well,
right?
You said walk away.
Yeah, they can just walk away with my idea.
Okay.
And they don't have to pay a dime.
Okay.
Let them leave the books there. The Chamber of Commerce has a book sale at their community day.
You suggest that to Chris on the way out.
He's always wanted to do it.
There you go.
Just got to figure out if the books can stay there for one more month. And then whatever's not sold out to community today, which will be hopefully considerably less, and then the chamber gets rid of them.
Good job.
I think it's a great idea.
It is, but I'm thinking about the worn.
The what?
I'm thinking about the torn, soiled, moldy, mildewed, or badly worn items.
Of course you are. What? They're not in the sale to begin with.
No, I know. I see you're saying the leftover sale books.
The books that haven't been sold, that are on the floor, Jennifer.
I see what you're saying. I got it.
why would you...
I know, that's why I was confused.
No, everything that they have out, once the book sale is over, instead of packing it all up and recycling, leave them there till community day and then have a book sale.
What about
in community?
The people who are using the Grange building in between?
Is there anybody? Maybe there's not anybody using it.
I bet there is.
Oh, I don't know. If there's not, I mean, that would be something for the chamber. That would be one other big event for the community day, June 6th. At the fairgrounds.
All right, we'll bring it up to them.
To bring it up to them at the... I think it would work.
I think it would, too. So for more information, call the North County Branch Reference Desk, 730-6135, or look at our website, hclibrary.us/friends.
We're going to go to our last commercial break, and we'll be back maybe with some trivia in our last 10 minutes of the library show.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Thatch is here. And Jim Gano will be in 10 minutes to take care of business. Next Thursday night at the North County Branch Library. There's something very interesting. See the music with Paul Elwood at 7 p.m. This engaging presentation is a lighthearted investigation into the similarities between music and art, comparing common design elements. Together, the group will choose a rhythm, line, color, and form to create a musical piece. Doesn't that sound kind of neat?
Yes, it does. See the music.
I would think you would like that.
I'm not very musical, Jennifer. I'm artistic to a point.
Mean. You're artistic.
I wish I was musical.
And I'm musical, so.
That's right. You were a clarinet player in the mighty 100th Central Marching Band.
No, I did not march with the clarinet. I marched with the baritone horn.
Oh. And what song do you remember playing? What was your favorite song to play?
The horse was always nice.
The horse?
The horse.
What's that?
It's it's from the 1950s. So it was a pop song. It's very brass heavy.
The horse? Why would you play that? What did that have to do with the show?
It was like a pep rally.
What was like the theme to your shows when you were in high school?
I don't remember that we ever really had themes.
Really?
I know we played Still one year as a concert, like where you stood in place.
The Commodores?
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Who was the band leader?
The first 2 years it was a man named Glenn Kaufman, and then it was George Balog. And
who did you like better?
I liked Mr. Balog a lot.
What happened to Glenn Kaufman?
When we were sophomores,
Kaufman's opus.
There were a lot of teachers that were laid off, and they cut the fine arts department got cut heavily.
Did it?
Yeah.
And they since brought it back.
Yes.
In spades, Jennifer.
Yes, I know.
Well, good for them. All right, I have some trivia, maybe, because I know I asked a lot of these questions to Jennifer last week. I asked you about the Tall Tales one, right?
No.
Tall Tales?
No.
Oh, I didn't?
No. You weren't here last week.
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, you did not. We did not do Tall Tales.
Yeah, I wasn't here last night, but I told you ahead of time I wasn't going to be here.
I know.
There's a difference. Okay, Tall Tales, Jennifer. I'll describe a folk legend, and you tell me who it is.
Oh, okay.
So this is a lot of literature here, Jennifer. This American folk hero was called the Steel Driving Man. Sure, did I give this to you?
No.
Okay.
The
Steel Driving Man.
John Henry.
Very good. This legend was a lumberjack who had an ox as a pet.
Paul Bunyan and his blue ox babe.
He rode a horse named Widowmaker and was in love with a girl named Slewfoot Sue.
Ooh. Wild Bill Pecos?
Yeah, Pecos Bill.
Pecos Bill.
Pecos Bill was quite a cowboy down in Texas.
Your breadth of knowledge continues to amaze me.
And the Western Superman, to say the least.
And you say you're not musical.
Whose train, Jennifer, was going too fast and collided with the caboose of a stalled freight train?
Casey
Jones.
Jones. I got stuck on Stengel.
Casey Stengel. It is spring training. He was a local schoolmaster that had a strong belief in all things supernatural.
Ichabod Crane.
Very good. This was the nickname given to women who carried water to men on the battlefield during the Revolutionary War.
You're asking a Monmouth County girl. Molly Pitcher.
This subject of an epic poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was in love with Minnehaha.
Hiawatha.
Very good. He slept through the American Revolution.
Rip Van Winkle.
This fictional character told stories that represented the struggle on southern plantations before the Civil War.
Br'er Rabbit.
Who told the story?
Oh, Uncle Remus.
Yes. This American legend supposedly always walked barefoot, dressed in tattered clothes, and wore a tin pot on his head.
Johnny Appleseed.
Very good. This legend was said to be 30 feet tall, the mast of a ship so tall that it had hinged masts to avoid catching on the moon.
You got me.
Captain Stormalong.
Oh, no. I would not have known. No. Did anyone get that one?
No. But it is.
That was pretty obscure.
It's obscure, all right. Did I give you words from movies?
I don't think so.
Lines from movies?
Oh, yes.
Okay, did I give you... I know I didn't give you this one because I thought you wouldn't do good on this. So did I give you the religious guidance one?
No.
So this is when we did trivia at St. Magdalene's Church a little while ago.
Oh, I thought of you. I went to Mass there Sunday, and I thought of you.
Why did you go to Mass there?
I went out for a walk, and I was down there, and it was about noon, and I'm like, I'm going to Mass.
So all the answers begin with one of the letters in the word St. Magdalene. You can use the letters one time. St. Magdalene, St. Wait, being S-T, then M-A-G-D-A-L-E-N.
Oh, okay.
What is the name of the stadium that the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs call home?
I don't know.
Arrowhead. Which beach is located between Seagirt and Point Pleasant Beach on the Jersey Shore?
Seagirt and Point Pleasant. So it's going south. Lavalette?
Incorrect. No. Manasquan.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Aunt Rose.
Aunt Rose lives in... You don't know where Aunt Rose lives?
She lives in Manasquan.
Ouch. Hopefully Aunt Rose isn't listening. What's the name of the moon that was the pivotal battle took place in the movie Return of the Jedi? Which is a Star Wars movie, of course.
I know.
Endor. The words pass and stow are written on what famous American tourist attraction?
Pass?
Pass and yeah. Stow.
S-T-O-W?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The Liberty Bell. There's who forged it. Name the Canadian province that borders Maine and fits this category.
Nova Scotia.
Incorrect, but the right first letter.
Newfoundland.
No. Incorrect.
N?
New Brunswick. The geodesic sphere that people call the Epcot ball is really called what?
Geodesic sphere. World.
Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth.
What is the slang term for the bottom of the sea regarded as the grave for those who drowned?
Davy Jones.
Very good. TV show Dukes of Hazzard takes place in what U.S. state?
Tennessee.
Georgia. What Hunterdon Township is located in the northeastern part of the county above Reddington?
Tewkes Ferry.
Very good. And what is the largest country in Africa by land area?
Egypt.
Incorrect. Algeria.
Really?
Really. I'm not kidding on that one.
No, I don't. Don't.
Okay. I believe that does it for us.
We have 2 minutes.
It's 11:57, Jennifer.
That's 11:55 over here.
The computer is wrong. It's been wrong for 3 months.
All right.
Jim Gineau knows what time it is. He's standing in the hallway.
Chomping at the bit. Chomping at the bit. Chomping at the bit. Champing at the bit. Champ. C-H-A-M-P-I-N-G. All right. Well, my apologies for being late.
Accepted.
Thank you.
Tentatively.
Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a House-passed bill that would fund the coronavirus response in the United States. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The two congressmen voting against it, Andy Biggs of Arizona and Ken Buck of Colorado.
A Republican lawmaker introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally yesterday that two Supreme Court justices will, quote, pay the price if they rule against abortion rights. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley tweeting that he's moving to censure the New York Democrat for the comments that were aimed at Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, both of whom were appointed by President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagles at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says long-term peace in Afghanistan will be now up to the Afghan people. Pompeo telling reporters Taliban leaders are working, in his words, diligently to reduce the violence. He expressed optimism about the peace agreement, which does call for the gradual removal of U.S. troops over 14 months. Pompeo again saying the opportunity for peace should not be squandered by Afghanistan. A week after a mass shooting at the Molson Coors Brewing facility in Milwaukee, the complex has reopened. Five people were killed before the gunman killed himself. The Molson Coors CEO says,
"We restarted our operations last night. We turned back on the lines for the first time in a week. We cannot, we will not turn off the care and support that we're providing to our families and our employees as well."
Investigators still trying to determine a motive for those shootings. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Search crews in Tennessee report progress after tornadoes ripped through that state early Tuesday morning. The storms killing at least 24 people, most of them in Putnam County, where Mayor Randy Porter says they've managed to whittle down the list of missing persons from several dozen to just three. Porter's thanking the 2,500 people or so who have shown up to volunteer with the rescue and recovery efforts. Following the Super Tuesday balloting, the Democratic presidential primary race is clearly neck and neck between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. A resurgent Biden scoring 10 victories in the 14 Super Tuesday states. Biden campaigning and celebrating in Los Angeles yesterday, saying the main goal is to beat President Trump.
What we can't let happen in the next few weeks is let this primary turn into a campaign of negative attacks. The only thing that I can do is help Donald Trump, and it doesn't do anything to help any one of the candidates.
The Labor Department saying around 216,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. That was about 3,000 less than the week before. And Meghan Markle is back in Britain for the first time since she and Prince Harry announced their split from the royal family. The Duchess of Sussex is to join Harry in London for a celebration of the sporting achievements of wounded service members. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey.
Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how the coronavirus fears will impact small businesses. I'll have 7 tips on how you can become a successful team leader. I'll explain how you can future-proof your business.